If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Sports Radio 910 The Fan.
Bring the energy!
It's happening.
Run for your lives.
It's time for MP on the mic.
Cunning, capable, agile, flexible.
It gets me pumped and it gets me going.
Michael Phillips is...
Let's go!
MP on the mic.
MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Happy Friday. Welcome aboard, everybody. Kirk Cousins is back. How about that? Kyle Pitts, can you be back if you were never in the first place? I don't know. That's the fantasy game we all thought we'd get from Kyle Pitts 3 years ago. Finally delivers it on a random Thursday night in an NFC South game because, of course, the NFC South makes no sense whatsoever. First place team as we wake up this morning in the NFC South is the Carolina Panthers. They're 7-6. Tampa Bay Buccaneers, 7-7. Atlanta very much in the hunt at 5-9. I am not jealous of that at all. There have been years, of course, where the Commanders have been in the hunt with similar records. I don't like that. Focus squarely on the future right now in Ashburn, headed into a game on Sunday against the New York Giants. You will hear that one right here on your home for the Commanders in Richmond, 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. We'll break that down today. I thought the team would be a little feistier last week. Dan Quinn seemed a little embarrassed they weren't feistier last week. I think we've got a lot of things going here. It's a losing streak. And my guy Ben Standig over at Last Man Standig, he wrote this morning, reasons 1, 2, and 3 for Washington's decline this year were injuries. Injuries. He's in the context of saying he believes Dan Quinn is completely safe after this season and will be the coach of the Commanders next year. I mostly agree with that. I also think Dan Quinn will be the coach of the Commanders next year. I'm less certain than Ben. I'm less certain than Adam is. AWOD Radio, of course, coming up at noon. Grant and Danny will drive you home at 3 o'clock. I'm less certain than they are that Dan Quinn will be here next year because I think there's more to it than the injuries. And I think that this is a defense. He's a defensive guy that seriously regressed this season. And this is an offense that regressed even outside of the injuries. And look, it's a Friday. Let's have some Friday fun and say what I always say. The vibes are off. And the vibes have been off last year, all year. Last year, this team was built on going to war for each other, loving each other, playing hard together, being aggressive, calling the game aggressively, and this unshakable belief that whatever happens, something good is going to happen to this team at the end of the day. And it did far more often than not. And that belief was vindicated, and they built on that as the season went. They got better and better and better at believing good things would happen, at turning to Jayden Daniels for those good things, at him delivering those good things. This year, it's been the exact opposite. But I think the part where I say, hang on a second, and I'm not going to give you the all NFL teams deal with injuries. That's true. These guys have been rocked more than most by injuries. But there are positions where they haven't been injured, but they've regressed. And I'm looking at the offensive line. This is a good offensive line. A lot of NFL teams would like to have this offensive line. Last year's offensive line was not a phenomenal offensive line on paper. And yet they led that offense to a historic season, Jayden Daniels to a Rookie of the Year award. There was a lot of camaraderie there. And I don't know that that's existing this year. And that's the tricky part. Laremy Tunsil is statistically having an incredible season for the Washington Commanders. And I don't want to take anything away from the success he's having at left tackle. He's been fantastic. He's been blocking his butt off. He's been clearing lanes. Everything they've asked him to do, he's done. He's been everything you could have hoped for in that trade. Massive upgrade over Brandon Coleman in terms of production. He has been. He's been reliable, available. He's been a really, really good left tackle. There's a Pro Bowl campaign for him right now, and it's justified. He's having a Pro Bowl-level left tackle season, okay? So why is the offensive line worse than it was last year? With a rookie third-round pick who most teams projected as a guard, and this team moved to guard as soon as they were able to in Brandon Coleman. Explain that one to me. That's the part, that's the rub. Better players came into the building. The team didn't get better. Defensively, if you were just scouting this season, you'd look at this defense, you'd probably say, there's not really anybody worth keeping. Maybe one or two guys probably on the line. Other than that, there's not really anybody worth keeping. And yet we know Mikey Sanders still's good at football. We've seen it with our own eyes. And so this isn't an Emmanuel Forbes situation where he needs a change of scenery to be good. They ran Emmanuel Forbes, by the way. This is a situation where you say, why are they not maximizing his skill set and his talent? Why did he regress? What's going on here? You've got the continued Bobby Wagner situation where he continues to play 100% of the snaps despite not being a guy who should be 100% of the snaps guy. And that's, as Dan Quinn, he's loyal. He's loyal to the veterans. He's moving around the young guys. He's putting them in where he can. I need to see that change over the final few weeks. And that's the coaching piece of it. I'm not saying Dan Quinn's a bad coach. I don't think he is. You know, I thought they should have hired an offensive-minded coach to work with Jayden from the beginning. This has nothing to do with that. Dan Quinn is a defensive coach who's leading a defense that took a monster step back last week after two steps forward. And I think we all thought there was an improvement trajectory happening there. It doesn't exist anymore. It's gone. You've got a few games left. This is about showing I can work with these pieces and get them into something serviceable next year. Because here's the truth of the matter. Yeah, they're going to have a high draft pick. Yeah, they're going to be active in free agency. They may make a trade or two. But the reality of the situation is you can only churn but so much of the roster in one offseason and replace them with quality parts. This is not college sports. This is not the transfer portal. A lot of guys just aren't available. And a lot of the guys who are available aren't going to want to come to Washington because they're going to see that record from last year, the recency bias. That's what Washington's dealing with coming into this game against the Giants, which you'll hear Sunday on The Fan. Dan Quinn's got to prove over these last few games, he can maximize these pieces. He can get everybody in a position where they can succeed. Because I'll say it again, I don't think the team has thrown in the towel. I think that's incredible. The vibes have been off all year. They get better on the offensive line, and yet they get worse offensively, and yet everybody's still there grinding, trying to win a football game every week, which is a remarkable thing. And by the way, this whole like, well, Terry, they don't have any weapons besides Terry. They have Deebo Samuel. He's been fantastic this year. He's not a true wide receiver. They don't have a true number two wide receiver. Stop it. You're never going to have the perfect roster. There's one team that has the perfect roster. They're the Philadelphia Eagles. Everybody else has an imperfect roster. Stop it with the excuse making. There's enough talent here. I believe that there is enough talent on this football team to win games. I believe it because I saw it last year. I promise you, this is a better team on paper than the one that made the NFC title game last year. At the end of last year, I said, this would be the worst team Adam Peters ever assembles. And I believed that at the time, and I believe that now. This team on paper is better than that team. They're better on the offensive line. They're better at wide receiver. They're better at other positions as well. And they've got, they've got at defense guys who are not building on successful rookie seasons. And that comes back to the coach. I'm not saying Adam Peters should be exonerated here. There need to be serious questions asked about, his draft picks and why they're not succeeding. I also know this. Dan Quinn's a defensive coach. He was given defensive players, and they have not improved this season. And I think it's fair to judge him on that. And I think it's fair to hold him to that standard. Will they beat the Giants? I'm 10 minutes in. I don't know. I don't know if they'll beat the Giants or not. This is one of those random football games in the cold, late in the season. Who knows what anybody's playing for? Who knows what anybody's bringing to the table? What I know is I think DQ needs a win before the end of the year. And that's easier said than done. I think Sunday is arguably his second best shot at that win. Because last game against Philly doesn't count. Week 18 doesn't count. That's fool's gold. Everybody understands that. Everybody's resting the starters then. I think Christmas Day against the Cowboys is their best chance for a win. Catch the Cowboys short week, long travel, the thing they do on Thanksgiving to people. Now, they're still going to be in the race then, probably. That's not ideal. But that's a good week to catch them. That's also a team that you can score points on offensively, and they can score points on. They're not going to beat the Eagles if the Eagles are playing for things. The Eagles have too good of a roster. And I think Howie Roseman took personally all the, Adam Peters is in the division, hot young general manager, and he's out to make a point in those games, right? So the Eagles will win. That leaves this one. That leaves a trip to the Meadowlands, gritting it out, finding a way to get the run game going, finding a way to create a couple takeaways, finding a way to limit explosive plays, all those things we talk about every single.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Week with this football team. And yeah, we're talking about them again. Here we go. Off we go. It's a big one because they need one. It's such a simple thing. But man, they need one. Need to get one before the season's over. You can't bring it in on a full losing streak. You can't return the car with an empty tank of gas, Dan Quinn. You need one. Sunday's as good a day as any to get it. We'll be listening, of course, on 910 The Fan on Sunday. Yeah, jam-packed show for you. We'll dive deeper into that. We'll make our football picks. I got a lot of stories I want to get to. I'm flagged over the course of the week because we weren't here for a couple days. So lots to get to. Michigan heating up again this morning. Sharon Moore headed to court so we can all learn exactly what he did, which is kind of a weird situation in 2025 America. We'll make our NFL picks. I think I already said that, but we are going to do it. And perhaps even after this, you're listening to 910 The Fan. Now, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app. It's Army-Navy weekend. Love Army-Navy. In Baltimore, if you're going up to the game, just officially know, I'm jealous. What an experience. We'll do that. My guy downstairs, Rich Herrera, does Richmond's Morning News. He said to me the other day, let's go do Radio Row at one of those. Yeah. That sounds fun. That's the good stuff. That's the kind of sports I want to talk about. Not the sports where the Michigan coach is in jail this morning, former Michigan coach. Not the sports where the University of Utah is getting a private equity investment. I want to talk about Army-Navy. That's the good stuff in sports. And the NFL, where the product always delivers. The offseason's always chaos. The rest of it always, always delivers. The Joe Burrow part was fascinating. Joe Burrow, if you didn't catch it, had comments yesterday. I've been through a lot. If I want to keep doing this, I have to have fun doing this. If it's not fun, what am I doing it for? There's just a lot of things going on right now. He sounded really down. And I think he knows he's trapped in a bad organization. And I think he knows he's good. I think he's got a lot of confidence. I know he's good. He is, I believe, a future Hall of Famer. I think he's a fantastic quarterback. I think he's a really, really good passer. And I don't see a lot of signs of life there inside that organization. They've had so many years now to build him an offensive line, haven't been able to do it. And you look at, you know, look, we took a couple of swings at Adam Peters in the first segment. I'm not backing off of that. There's some big questions to ask. But I'll say this conceptually. Adam Peters understood, I've got a star quarterback. I need to build him a great offensive line this offseason. And what did he do? He did. He drafted Josh Connerly, and he traded for Laremy Tunsil. And we can argue around the margins, but the fact of the matter is, he did exactly what he needed to do. You know, we can argue around the pick, the player, the tape, the specific selection. But give me this, any day of the week, a general manager who sees a star quarterback born in the offseason and says, I know what I need to do. I need to take care of that guy. And goes out and trades for a star left tackle and uses a first-round draft pick on a right tackle who's your left tackle of the future. Again, we can argue on the margins, but he did exactly the right thing this offseason in protecting Jaden Daniels. Now, can Jaden Daniels protect Jaden Daniels? That's a different story. That's one we'll be talking about a lot today and in the coming weeks. Joe Burrow doesn't have that protection at all. And I think we've seen enough Joe Burrow to know it's not his fault either, the injuries that have happened to him so far. This isn't a Jaden-style debate. Jaden played recklessly last week. That was the most discouraging part of it to me, was that Jaden played recklessly. I would have liked to have seen a little awareness that it was important for him to protect himself. And I don't think that's the coaching staff. I think that's Jaden. And I think that's something he's going to have to really work on. He's going to have to put on the headset this offseason and really work on, how do I not put myself in dangerous situations? Because last year, he played reckless and he lived to tell the tale. This year, he played reckless and he's been injured a few times. And he's going to have to learn his team needs him out on the field. I don't think anybody would dispute that after the season we've been through. With Joe Burrow, it's different. Joe Burrow needs his ownership to step up. Historically bad ownership group there in Cincinnati. They got to figure out a way to build a roster he wants to be around. Or we could see a blockbuster trade, which would be fascinating as well. What would you give up for Joe Burrow? Not these guys, but if you're a team that needs a quarterback, what would you give up for Joe Burrow? I'd package up a lot of first-round draft picks. I really would. Three firsts is certainly not out of the realm of possibility for me to get. I know he's got some tread on the tires. I'd think about doing it, though. There's so few of those guys. And when you have one, you compete in every game. I mean, that's what next year's all about for the Commanders. Do they have one of these guys in Jaden Daniels? And I don't know that anybody knows yet. Here's the thing. You don't discount his first year. He was fantastic. You don't discount this year. He's been bad. He hasn't protected himself. He hasn't made the throws. And everything else has remained constant. And again, I don't have the time of day for, he doesn't have a number two receiver. He has Deebo Samuel and Terry McLaurin. That's enough. And he's played with those guys a couple times now, and it hasn't worked out. And he's had Zach Ertz in those games. He's had weapons. He's had options. Year three is kind of where it's at now for Jaden Daniels. Either it's two bad years and you say, okay, probably need to start doing some planning for the future. Or he comes back. That was a blip. Sophomore slump. He's right back at it. And I think he could. And I'm going to get swept up in the offseason excitement. And I'm going to predict that for next year. I'm telling you that right now. I've been a Jaden guy all the way. I'm not backing down now. When we go into next season, I'm going to tell you, I think the kid's going to have a great season. I genuinely believe that. You guys know I call it like I see it. I'm telling you, Sunday's game is a dud, right? Home of the Commanders, 9-10 the fan. Listen up. Pregame starts at 10 a.m. Right up. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to tell you this game is more than it is. This game stinks. This game is terrible. I'm going to watch it. You're going to watch it. It's NFL football. We get 17 of these a year. Appreciate them. But I'm not going to pretend it's more. It's not. I call it like I see it. I don't know any other way to do it. I think Jaden's going to have a good year next year. I really, really do. I think he bounces back. But I don't think it's got anything to do with the on-the-field play. I think it's far more about, can he avoid putting himself in bad spots? And going back to that injury against Seattle, in option play, even if it's heavily called towards the run, you have to know in that situation. The game's over. The running back takes the hit. You have to know. I should not subject myself to a hit right now just to try to get a touchdown. Even if it's for my team, no, it's not worth it. Your team doesn't want you to score a touchdown right now. Your team wants you to play and practice all week long. That's what your team needs in that situation. Minnesota, not much you could do about that. That was a bad play call by Cliff Kingsbury. Interception. I don't even think Jaden was trying to tackle the guy. I think he just saw it, and the defensive player saw an opportunity to go wallop him. And the next thing you know, Jaden's on the arm. Did he come back too soon? Evidence to me suggests yes, if you land on that arm and it's not good enough. I think this is going to be a heavily Jaden show because I have a lot of Jaden thoughts today. We'll get them all off my chest today going into the weekend. And maybe they'll win. They need one. All they need is one to reset this narrative. We'll talk about VCU basketball a little bit here. Their strength of schedule I don't think people realize how good their strength of schedule is. Rams back in action on Monday, by the way. We'll be talking to Robbie on Monday. Rams against Niagara, the Fighting Waterfalls. Probably not, but it should be. That should be their mascot. Rams-Niagara, Monday night on The Fan. Here's the thing about VCU. Strength of schedule, 78 in the nation. Top 100, that's fantastic. They're right where they need to be. And a lot of that is because of that first Bahamas win. So kudos to them. Pick up that first win in the Bahamas, which was huge to get them into the winner's bracket. Get good games out of that. Virginia Tech, not 100% holding up their end of this bargain. We'll root for them along the way. But Vanderbilt, absolutely holding up their end of the bargain. Virginia Tech, by the way, defeated the Western Carolina Catamounts yesterday, 96-74. Toby Lawall out for a couple of weeks there. VCU's done everything they need to do. Tough loss to New Mexico, but the strength of schedule is very good. That's got a chance to carry them if they can handle their business. And as we look ahead to the holidays, that will start against St. Bonaventure. New Year's Eve. I hate that we do this New Year's Eve thing every year. I hate that they every single year try to shoehorn in a game that people don't want to watch at a time people don't want to watch it. But hopefully some people show up for that one because it'll be a big one for the Rams. And we'll dive more into them on Monday. NFL picks are just around the corner. I totally would have picked Kyle Pitts to score 3 touchdowns last night. Too bad I didn't get an opportunity to do that. We're back after this. You're listening tonight
to The
Fan.
Well, folks, when you're right 53% of the time, you're wrong 47% of the time.
It is in that spirit we present to you NFL picks. No college football picks. Army, Navy. Enjoy the game, America. It's always so fun to watch. I don't have a pick for you. You've got sides. Pick your side. Root them on to victory. We love the game. We love what it means. We love the symbolism, love the uniforms every year. Always such a great job with the uniforms in that game. Love the singing, love the pomp, the pageantry, all of it. It's a great spectacle. Enjoy Army, Navy. But we're here to talk NFL football. And we'll get to that good 425 window. Not yet, though. We start at 1 o'clock, where it's a lot of duds in a row. The Raiders go out east to play the dreaded 1 o'clock kick for a West Coast team against the Philadelphia Eagles. Reinflate the bunny rabbit, people. The Eagles are back. They're going to beat the Raiders. The vibes will be good for an entire 6 days. And then they get to play the Commanders. Little mini winning streak in store for the Eagles. Sure feels like it. I still think the Eagles are my pick to win the Super Bowl. I know that's insane. I know that sounds insane as I say it. I know it sounds insane as I watch the Eagles. I think the Eagles are my pick to win the Super Bowl. It's just too good of a roster. You can't ignore that kind of talent. These games are such duds. Jets, Jaguars, who cares? Cardinals, Texans, who cares? Browns, Bears, mostly who cares? I'll be curious to watch the Bears, see how many points they score. Coming off of a tough loss there, anytime you have a young quarterback, Caleb Williams, loses a game like that, the bounce back is going to be important. And the bounce back will be crucial for Caleb Williams. Great team to do it against the Cleveland Browns. All right, 1 o'clock. Here are your headliners. Bills-Patriots. This is a game with significant stakes here. Can the Patriots validate their standing? Can the Bills get back in the hunt for the AFC's title, however unlikely that is? Bills are one-point favorites in New England. This is a Chiefs situation. They're trying to start the car. It ain't starting. Give me the Patriots and the point at home until further notice. We've watched 4 months of NFL football. Believe these teams when they tell you who they are. I believe the Patriots are a good football team. I think Mike Vrabel's a good coach. They are my AFC favorites to make the Super Bowl. Patriots, Eagles, the more things change, the more they stay the same. That game will make me want to puke at Bud Light Big Game Week. Just declaring that now. That's the sponsorship Bud Light paid for right there. Ravens, Bengals, Joe Burrow's back. Joe Burrow's unhappy. Ravens unhappy after a loss to the Steelers. They're 2.5-point favorites on the road. Ravens take care of business. That's a team with talent. This is going to be a fun football game, though, to watch. Chargers at the Chiefs. Somebody explain this to me. Chargers played Monday night.
They won Monday night. They travel on the short week. They're in Kansas City. He's Patrick Mahomes.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron.
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You never count them out. The Chiefs are 5.5-point favorites in this football game against the Los Angeles Chargers. That is the stinkiest line of the week. Ain't no way the Kansas City Chiefs should be 5.5-point favorites. All right. Believe these teams when they tell you who they are. But also, this is the rule that overrides all rules. When Vegas is begging you to pick a side, you always pick the other side. The Kansas City Chiefs are the system play this week, as crazy as that is to say. Chiefs by 5.5. I don't understand how this is going to happen. I don't know how this is going to happen. I just know it's probably going to happen. Commanders, Giants, this one that we've been talking about all day with Jaden Daniels. Giants, 2.5-point favorites. This is the last time maybe this season I'm going to pick the Commanders. I'll probably grab them on Christmas too, depending on how each team looks health-wise. But otherwise, this is probably it. I'm not picking them against the Eagles. Give me one last chance. One last chance to ride with the good guys. I want the Commanders. I want my 2.5 points. They can do this. We've seen them do it. The offensive line is better than it was last year. The receiving core is better than it was last year. The defense is, I think, equally talented, but not getting results. Dan Quinn on the long week, last long week for a little while, gives the boys ready to play football. Colts, Seahawks at 425. Colts are 13.5-point dogs. Seahawks seem to enjoy running up the score this year. Man, this game had potential once upon a time. Does not anymore. Phillip Rivers plays. That'd be fun. Seahawks a win, though, of course. All right, two primo games at 425. Packers-Broncos Super Bowl rematch, one of the great ones. Packers 2.5-point favorites in Denver. I like the Pack here. I don't think the Broncos are that good offensively. They are that good defensively. That can only take you so far. You do have to score points to win, last time I checked, in the National Football League. You've also got Lions-Rams. Lions-Rams is going to be a fascinating one because the Lions are on the ropes, and yet here we are. They're in L.A. Rams are six-point favorites. I get that. That's a fair line. Matthew Stafford, I think his most people's pick to win the Super Bowl right now. If he stays healthy, if the Rams keep playing well, Puka Nacua obviously having a career season, doing great work there. I think the Rams are correctly six-point favorites. I think the Lions have fought this season. There's very few instances that I could think of where the Lions lost by throwing in the towel or getting handled. They've had some tough losses. 3 points to the Vikings, 7 points to the Eagles, 7 points to the Packers, the Chiefs game, Packers in the opener. Those things come back around over time. Will they have to wait until next year? Maybe, but I'm going to take the Lions in LA in a topsy-turvy NFL season. Give me one more bend in the road, opening up the door for the Eagles to storm back and be Super Bowl favorites again after this week. Vikings-Cowboys, Sunday Night Football, Cowboys 6.5-point favorites. Vikings looked like the Purple People Eaters against the Commanders. They won't be able to do that against Dak, obviously. Cowboys playing for something. They'll win this one. That Christmas Day game could be big for them because I do think the Eagles are going to win their next two as well. They're going to have a lot riding on that game when they get to Washington on Christmas Day. It'll give us a reason to watch that day. They've got Vikings, Chargers are their next two. Then they finish Commanders, Giants. If the Cowboys can do it the next couple weeks, they've got an opening coming in. Those are NFL picks. We're back with more Jaden Daniels talk after this. You're listening to Richmond's Home for the Commanders, 910 The Fan, now at 105.1. Hour number two of our Friday radio program, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, always worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Big weekend of football ahead. Great 425 window for you. Late Sunday is going to be the place to be, the time to be, to watch some great NFL action. And at 1 o'clock, this team plays. Commanders will take on the New York Giants. Look, we watch them all. We get 17 of them a year. They're all a treat. They're all special. We're going to watch. And what's going to happen? I don't know what's going to happen. You don't know what's going to happen. Nobody can tell you what's going to happen in this football game. Too many wild cards. It's a team that should have thrown in the towel a long time ago against a team that probably did throw in the towel a long time ago, but has already moved into the young players for auditioning for jobs phases. Jameis Winston, of course, as well. Will we see some Russ? Who knows? It's going to be a weird, weird day at the Meadowlands. Probably cold, probably blustery. It's just so hard to predict who's going to show up, who's going to want it. We'll dive into that a little bit more later on in today's program. Next segment, we'll do our Lone Friday Fun of the Week here. Gary Hess came by yesterday to get us ready for the state championship matchups in high school football. So we will check in with him. It was great to see him yesterday. He is he's back in the booth. He has not been in the booth for several weeks dealing with a leg injury. We're all playing through things this time of year. Gary joined us yesterday. We'll replay that in the next segment. But so much more to get to around the world of sports this morning. We talked to Lane Casadante yesterday, and they did give out those Dudley Awards last night. Alonzo Barnett, JMU quarterback, is your Dudley Award winner, best college football player in the state of Virginia. An award that for a long time was just the Virginia Tech Team MVP Award. And it was a tough call this year, and it had nothing to do with Virginia Tech, which I think that will change next year, obviously, under James Franklin. But Jamari Taylor of UVA was right there in the running as well, led UVA to an excellent season. And the Wahoos end up, of course, falling just short in the ACC title game. But get the rivalry win over Tech, bring a little momentum back. I don't know that it's going to pack the Scott Stadium stands next year, but it's a step forward, and now you got to build on that in a tougher schedule, in a tougher environment. I would imagine they're going to try to get Chandler Morris another year of eligibility. I think that's their best path forward, because I don't think you're going to find a quarterback like that again anywhere in this market where it's so hard to find talent and then to secure the talent, raise the money. They've got the money, but now everybody else has the money too. It's not just UVA with the money. They had both last year. They had the advantage. They had the money. They had Chandler. They had Chandler Morris. The connection with Tony Elliott. That was a lightning strike situation. We said that leading into the ACC title game. A lightning strike situation for these guys that they had to take advantage of. And they didn't finish the job, but they got the rivalry win against Tech, which was super important, obviously. And from there, you figure out, how do we attract more good players? How do we keep building this thing on, I think, a favorable schedule next year? Not as good as this year's. You're at SMU next year. That'll be a tough game. You're at Florida State next year. Whatever anybody says, that'll be a tough game. But you've got some other good ones. You got Cal, Syracuse, Wake Forest, North Carolina, the Fightin' Belichicks in year two. We'll see what they look like. Rematch against Duke and Charlottesville. Here's your non-conference next year for UVA. They open, as you know by now, in Brazil. Because the people of Brazil have been clamoring for ACC football. People of Brazil, your cries have been heard. It's UVA against NC State in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. Why? Nobody knows. And don't say, like, somebody will say money. Is there money in this? I have no idea. I know there's money in the NFL going international. I've seen that. They pack the stadiums. They charge a lot for the tickets. That Madrid game was a full sellout with more expensive tickets than they have in Landover on a normal Sunday. That's why NFL teams go overseas. Build the market for American football. Create another TV window for U.S. audiences because it kicks off at 9:30 a.m. And everybody leaves with a pile of money. That's an easy decision. Why is UVA going to Brazil to play against NC State? Is the answer money? I don't know. Money doesn't feel like the obvious answer here. Maybe it is, but that's a time slot that, you know, College Game Day holds its own in that time slot. I don't think people are picking UVA NC State over College Game Day. I don't think they're going to kick it off then anyway. I think it'll probably be an evening kickoff. ACC Fridays do fine on TV, but that's just because it's Friday night and nothing's on. You can play those games anywhere. I don't think the Brazil adds any hook. Are people in Brazil going to line up to pay for this? I guess the question is this going to boost anybody's tourism industry? Like, are you going to this game? Hit me up, Michael P and RVA, on social media if you are. I'd love to hear from somebody who's planning a vacation to Brazil in August to watch UVA play NC State in football. I don't get it. I don't think I'm going to get it either. They come back home. They got Norfolk State. They got West Virginia. That'll be a fun one. And then Delaware in the non-conference. So, it's 2.5 wins. We're scoring the NC State game as a half win. They are well-positioned to go to back-to-back bowls. I do not think they are well-positioned to win the ACC again or to be in the ACC title game again or to be whatever was Tony Bennett called. I've seen champions. And so I think I've earned the right to call people champions, and they're champions. They weren't champions. They were second place in the ACC title game. Very good season. I don't think they're sniffing it anytime soon again. But they'll be in Brazil, whatever. Alonzo Barnett's the Dudley winner. Curtis Allen of Virginia Union took home the Lanier last night. You remember Jada Byers had that incredible season, more than 2,000 rushing yards. And we said, well, obviously he's the Lanier winner, and Brian, I'm going to see that again for a while. And then what do you know? Curtis Allen, the very next year, breaks the record, 2,400 rushing yards at Virginia Union. Truly remarkable. At any level, anybody, it's truly remarkable to put up numbers like that. Kudos to Union. Kudos to the Panthers, who made their own team success this year, in addition to Curtis Allen setting the franchise or the college rushing record. College, since we're on college sports, you see the Utah thing. Utah, University of Utah, the Utes, have signed a private equity deal. They're selling off a share of Utah football to a private equity fund, it's a hedge fund, for nine figures, a reported nine figures. That's more than $100 million in immediate revenue for them. They'll use that money to get good at football quickly. I continue to not understand how this is allowed in any way whatsoever. Can you, because here's the thing, at the end of the day, I think some of you will agree with me on this, so you'll probably shake your heads on this. At the end of the day, these are still colleges, and in a lot of cases, state colleges, who answer to the state. In what world would it be okay to sell the math department to private investors? You'd never do that. I just don't understand how this is legal at all. And the Big Ten's been looking into this for a while, and we know Florida State was looking into this. It's a loan. It's a payday loan. The thing about loans is you have to pay them off. The thing about the educational institution is you're taking money now that you'll owe later. Well, later you're still going to be an educational institution with an educational mission. That's the part I don't understand at all, is how any of this is allowed. Utah's going to get nine figures of money, which means everybody else is going to want to do it. They're going to owe that money back. These people are buying a stake of Utah football so that they can profit off of it later. Charlie Baker, NCAA president, said he thought it was a good deal for all sides. We're asleep at the wheel here. I've never thought highly of the NCAA. I've never thought highly that the NCAA would know what to do sensibly here. This just feels like such a layup. We're going to let private investors buy part of a state college football team and have to pay them back later with money we think we'll make. Did that feel like the easiest layup of all time for Charlie Baker to be like, no, that's a stupid idea. That's a terrible idea. Why would you think that's okay? Instead, NCAA President Charlie Baker, the deal is, quote, really well thought out. I guess it's coming. At some point, this is just going to be the USFL. At some point, this is just going to be private investors buying brands, buying names, diluting them, right? Swarovski crystals, they're everywhere now, right? They have Swarovski crystals. Somebody bought that brand, mass market it, put it everywhere. The word doesn't mean anything anymore. You could think of examples of that where they buy it, get the brand, and right, they're doing that with our colleges now. I hate that. If they do that here in Virginia, I'm going to kick and scream about it. I hate that everybody feels they have to do it because everybody else is doing it. That's the part that gets me. And the part, how can the NCAA in good conscience say we're looking out for the best interest of student athletes? And also, we allowed one of our schools to sell a share of itself to a private equity fund. I don't get that at all. Maybe we'll dig deeper on that next week, because I don't think we're going to have a lot of Commanders to talk about next week. No Jaden, no juice. There's no juice on this game at all. We'll talk about it. But first, Gary Hess from last week. Then we'll get back to the Commanders. Crosstalk with AWOD. That's how we'll finish today's show. You're listening to 910 The Fan now at 105.1 FM.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports.
With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.